It may just be vinyl siding, but it presents a much bigger question about public process, the role of government, and how quickly or slowly things move through the departments at City Hall. As we've reported, a couple in Prospector wants to re-side their house with vinyl siding, which by code is not allowed. The Park City Planning Commission looked at the issue at Wednesday's meeting. Park City Planning Commissioner Preston Campbell says that code reflects the preference against an old building product that has changed considerably.
You know, I've been a builder for 30 years, and building science is changing a lot faster than my industry can even adopt. A lot of builders still build the same way they built 30 years ago. Certainly the land management code can't come close to keeping up with adoptions of new materials, and some of those materials will fail. You know, we've seen that, but to me that risk should be on the homeowner. If they put this stuff up and it falls apart 5 years from now, obviously they're going to do something about changing it. So I think they should be. We should allow them to take that risk if they want to, as long as it doesn't detract from the value of the neighbors' houses.
He says because of the rapid developments of new building products, the staff at City Hall should be given more autonomy to research and decide on new products instead of trying to change the land management code each time. That, he says, would streamline the whole process.
I think the tenor I got from everybody last night was they're willing to look at new things. You know, it'll come back to us one more time where we'll adopt the language and then recommend to the City Council to either approve it or deny it. I'm hoping, again, to get away from these precise definitions in the LMC. I think a lot of the stuff the planning staff should have the flexibility to let something new in. It may be 10 years before another LMC is adopted. Who knows what building materials will come out between now and then.
Building materials are difficult to choose in a harsh climate like in Park City. Between vast temperature fluctuation, scant humidity, and blazing sun, Campbell says it's sometimes difficult to know what to use, especially when there's a budget in mind.
You know, I think there are a lot of materials. Hardy planking and the concrete stuff is good. Cement works great of every kind, but it's not inexpensive. And a lot of HOAs are against that, unfortunately.
There's stucco and aluminum as well.
And we've had a lot of problems with those. The EIFA systems failed. It wasn't the stucco itself. It was the supporting membrane behind that was susceptible to water damage. And again, that stuff looked great for a couple of years until it didn't. But there are all kinds of mechanisms in place where if a homeowner puts on something that falls apart, hopefully there's a liability either of the contractor or the material supplier. I don't think the city should be in the business of trying to maintain that.
That's Park City Planning Commissioner Preston Campbell. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.